morning and welcome to Law Talk Live, radio program brought to you by Meldon Law. My name is Josh Howard. I'm filling in for Jeffrey and Carrie Meldon today, and I'm joined on the phone by our Ocala personal injury attorney, Ian Pickens. Ian, thanks for being here.
Hey, Josh. Good morning.
Morning. How are you? How is Ocala?
I don't know what happened between yesterday and today, but it's a little chilly down here. It's like 50-something degrees, 52. So woke up this morning and definitely a lot cooler than I prefer. But other than that, sunshine, and it's a great day to be in Ocala.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a great weekend up here in Gainesville. We had opening day last night for the Florida Gators baseball team. Pretty exciting stuff. We're getting into baseball and softball now. So we are going to be giving away tickets on our Facebook page, and I know our staff's going to be out there at the baseball stadium there, so that's a great thing.
Oh yeah, man, it's an exciting weekend for all Gator sports. We got the homestand against Charleston Southern for baseball. I know they crushed it last night, so we got them today. Softball has the tournament, so they're playing doubleheaders, I think, today, tomorrow. I know I'm taking the family up there tomorrow to see them, and then we got Florida Gator basketball at Arkansas too, so great day to just watch Gator sports.
Yeah, a ton of Gator sports this weekend, and next week we've also got the Gator basketball team taking on Kentucky on Wednesday. That's a big game for us. It's the Orange and Blue Stripeout game brought to you by Meldon Law, so everyone that attends gets a free Gator t-shirt courtesy of us. That's part of our partnership with the Florida Gators, so that'll be a big one to go to if you can make it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Florida Kentucky has always delivered some exciting games. It's a pretty big rivalry, especially after, you know, knocking off Tennessee at home. It'd be really nice to beat another one of the big dogs in the SEC, Kentucky, at home. So I know we're doing a giveaway, so everybody needs to, you know, try to get those tickets and, you know, just show up and show out for the Gators.
Yeah, definitely. Just go to our Facebook page. It's at Meldon Law. Each game will be posted on there for softball, baseball, and basketball with the instructions listed in each post of what to do to enter to win those tickets. So moving on, we do have a legal question for today, Ian. Are you ready?
It depends, right? That's the best answer a lawyer can give. But go ahead.
So the question is, can I legally get in trouble if I post a picture of someone on social media without their permission?
Well, like I said, it depends, right? So ultimately, what you kind of have here, just in general terms, is a balancing test. When obviously in the Florida Constitution we have the right to privacy, right? But in general, per the Constitution, you also have freedom of speech, right? So it really depends on what the photo is. So you kind of got to look at it on a case by case basis. So for instance, if you and me are in a public park. We just happen to get snapped in the background of a photo. You know, we're just hanging out, and the family's taking a photo. We're just in the background, and they post it. You know, we're in a public place, so they don't necessarily need our consent to put that up there. It also depends on, like, who's taking the photo. Is it the news? Is it the media? Right? Because freedom of speech. Now, there is some statutes that govern, you know, businesses kind of using your name, image, likeness, so to speak. In a marketing aspect, where, you know, maybe consent or some type of, you know, contract needs to happen versus them just using it. But other than that, you know, unless there's something else, generally speaking, you know, someone taking a photo in a public place, really not going to be an issue there. As far as like a legal issue, whether it's criminal or civil.
Yeah, and I mean, in this day and age in social media, it's going to happen a lot. Some of it's going to be intentional, some of it's going to be accidental. But this was a great question. This was submitted by someone on Facebook, I believe. And thank you for taking the time to answer that, Ian. So
yeah, I was going to say, you know, I mean, ultimately, the thing is like, if someone put a photo up, it depends. Like, so if a family member put a photo up and you don't want it up, probably the best avenue is to just say, hey, can you take it down? If it's a business entity, then, you know, you may want to reach out to, you know, a law firm or reach out to Meldon Law, and, you know, we'll take a look into it. And then also depending on, you know, where the photo was. Obviously, if someone's, you know, taking a photo of you in your house or a video like that and then posting it, then there could be some, you know, privacy breach issues, as well as, you know, depending on what they put out there, you know, you could have defamation or some libel type issues.
And if any listeners want to call in for comment or any type of question, we do have a call-in number. It's 1-877-975-9825. Once again, that's 877-975-9825. So, you know, we handle primarily at the firm personal injury cases and criminal defense. Ian, give us a little bit of your background, you know, at Meldon Law. How long have you been there? Cases you've handled, current work you're doing?
Yeah, so, I mean, I joined the firm, you know, I've been coming up, I think in August it'll be 6 years, so time is flying. For the first, you know, 5 years or so, I was primarily just handling, you know, all the criminal cases that came into the firm. So if you were charged with a crime and you hired us, I was your attorney. I kind of ran that department. In the past couple of months, I've kind of transitioned to where I still have some criminal cases and will be involved, but typically they're the more serious charges. And then also, you know, now I'm focusing really primarily on our personal injury side. So car accidents, premise liability issues, slip and falls, dog bites. So those are kind of currently the cases I'm handling, and I'm pretty much I'm the only attorney in the Ocala office, so I'm kind of running the office on a day-to-day basis as well.
Yeah, and I mean, your background, you started off as a prosecutor, and then you transitioned over to private and did criminal defense, and now you're transitioning to civil. What are some key differences that you've seen through the course of your career, you know, making these transitions? I mean, obviously criminal and civil are very different. The work's different. I mean, can you comment a little bit about some of that?
Yeah, I mean, so definitely the transition from being a prosecutor to a defense attorney really wasn't that hard in the sense of, you know, we're still dealing with the same offenses and so the same, you know, criminal rules of procedure applying, the same laws, rules of evidence. It's all the same. I'm just flipping it. And I think being a prosecutor can help you transition and become a better defense attorney because you understand how, you know, law enforcement and prosecutors are trying to build the case against your client, which then, you know, helps you create reasonable doubt arguments and find, you know, avenues to get great results for your client or get cases dropped, motions to suppress, things like that. Transitioning to civil, obviously the area of law is completely different. There's still a lot of overlap just in general with, you know, rules of evidence. But also, now that I'm handling those civil cases, I kind of go back to my roots as being a prosecutor, where now, you know, we're going up against the insurance company and other individuals, and we're the ones that have the burden. So we have to put the case together and prove, you know, the injuries and damages that our clients have and that the other side is liable for these. So it kind of helps me draw back on that.
So we're going to take a short break. More from Ian Pickens, our attorney out of Ocala, after this short break. Thank you.
Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. But since they opened their doors in 1971, they have been the community partner of Gainesville, Ocala, and North Central Florida. Meldon Law is there through all kinds of weather, with offices in Gainesville, Lake City, and Ocala. Meldon Law, we won't back down.
All right, we are back. Ian, let's get back into talking more about Ocala and our Ocala office right off of Pine. So you're originally not from Ocala, is that right?
No, I was born and raised next county over, Crescent City, so Putnam County, on the other side of the forest, so to speak. But I moved here back in 2014 with my wife, and so we've been here since then. We've got two beautiful girls, so we are definitely planning some creativity in Ocala area.
Nice. That is awesome. I was born in Gainesville, but grew up in Ocala, and Ocala holds a special place in my heart for sure. I spent, you know, my entire time growing up there, and it's a great town. I mean, obviously, it has grown significantly over the last 5-6 years. I mean, with the World Equestrian Center, downtown expansion. I mean, some of those improvements in Ocala, you know, have really, you know, skyrocketed the influx of people coming into the city. I mean, have you seen an increase of accident cases down there? And just, I mean, what are your thoughts about the expansion lately?
One, I think it's great for the community, Marion County at large, just because of some of the businesses that are coming in and good high-paying jobs. So from an economic standpoint and just the, a standard of living standpoint, I think Marion County, is doing really good things. The revitalizing of downtown and some of the businesses that come in have made, downtown when I first moved here, we didn't really go down there because there wasn't anything. And now, there's restaurants, things to do. There's always seems to be some type of weekend event. And so it definitely keeps Marion County fun to live in.
Sure.
But there definitely has been an increase in traffic. Just in my short drive to the office, definitely a lot of cars on the road. There's definitely been an uptick in accidents. If you've ever been in an accident or, any type of injury, our office right across from the hospital on Pine, great location, convenient to get to. But we're definitely seeing an influx in cases.
And Ian, it looks like we do have a caller, Mike, regarding dog bites. Mike, you're on the air with us.
Yeah, I am. I've got a question for Ian about dog bites. I have a dog that's overprotective of me, and it does bite. And I've got, dog, beware of the dog signs up on my house. And when people come over, I always tell them, don't come in until I put the dog away. But if they do come in and the dog does bite, am I responsible for that?
So this basically, I think we're trying to get Ian back on the air here, but I might have just dropped off. But essentially you're asking if someone's entering your premise, right, your property, and that dog bites them on your property if they're unlawfully entering. Is that right? What is the liability in that situation? You still with us, Mike? All right. Well, we are working out some technical difficulties here. We had a couple calls drop. While I have a minute, I'm just going to run through our ticket giveaways that are coming up this week. In addition to the big Meldon Law Kentucky game on Wednesday for men's basketball, we are also giving away tickets for Gator baseball on the same night against USF. And then we have the gymnastics meet on Friday against Kentucky. We're going to have Fan Fest as well. So we'll be set up in Alligator Alley, giving away free items, free Gator shirts. So definitely, if you get a chance to come out to that meet, stop by Alligator Alley, come see us. We're going to have a tent, everything set up there. And then we've also got Gator baseball. They're taking on Cincinnati that Friday as well. So we've got a lot of sports coming up. A lot of sports coming up, and it's going to be an exciting time. I mean, we have some very strong athletic teams right now. The ranks are really good. We're in a competitive spot with how we're going to be competing this season for softball especially. So when we get back, we're going to take a short break, and hopefully we can get Ian back on the line here.
I'm Maria Youngblood, an attorney at Meldon Law and graduate from the University of Florida. Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators, but since we first opened our doors in 1971, we've been the community partner of Gainesville and North Central Florida. Meldon Law is there through all kinds of weather, with offices in Gainesville, Lake City, and Ocala. Learn more at MeldonLaw.com. Again, that's MeldonLaw.com. Meldon Law, we won't back down.
All right, we are back. Ian, are you with us?
I am, Josh. Sorry about that, a little technical difficulty.
No problem. Gave me a chance to update the list of Gator take giveaways that we're doing and Gator sports upcoming next week, so all good. I don't know if you caught any of the caller's question, but it was related to a dog bite situation where, he has a dog that is very protective, and he was asking about if someone comes onto his property or into his home and the dog, you know, bites somebody just out of the protective nature, you know, what's the liability look like in that situation? Obviously, with dog bite cases, like you said, it's a case-by-case basis, right? But do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it definitely, it's going to be totally dependent on the facts. I mean, depending on, you know, whether the person is a, you know, when you have someone on your property, did you have different duties to them depending on their status, right? Did you invite them? Are they trespassing? So based on that duty is going to kind of determine whether this gentleman may be liable for a dog bite. Depending on how the person entered the property, he may have defenses, obviously, to being held liable for this bite. My best suggestion is one, see if the homeowner's policy covers the dog type, a dog bite type incident. But then also, you know, if that was to happen, then, you know, reach out to Meldon Law and we can kind of maybe guide him through that, even though he would be more so the complete opposite of, not the injured party, but quote unquote the defendant. There's been times where people have called us and we've been able to point them in the right direction. Even if we can't represent them for that action, we still try to point them in the right direction just as a courtesy and, providing that information to the community at large.
Yeah, and I think you hit on a really important point, too, about the homeowner's insurance policy. I don't know if a lot of people know that, you know, when you own a dog, there is an insurance aspect, too, and a responsibility to make sure that that dog does not do harm, right, to, you know, another human being or another animal. I mean, is that, you know, that's kind of an important point to make, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we just had a case where it involved renter's insurance, and then that helped cover our client's injuries and you know, kind of protected the defendant in that case. So, you know, any type of insurance, whether it's auto insurance, homeowner's insurance, one, have it, but then also know what you have. Take some time to look at it and see, you know, the thing with dogs is there's certain breeds that, you know, policies aren't going to cover just based on them being deemed aggressive. So you want to look at that. What type of dog do you have? Make sure that it's covered. Can it be covered? You know, just like some apartments won't rent to you if, you know, they exclude, pit bulls, things like that. So it's always good just from a knowledge standpoint of knowing what your policy is and if you are going to be protected. And if not, is there a policy that will protect you?
Yeah, that's a great point. Great point. Once again, if you have any questions or want to call in, 877-975-9825. Our attorney, Ian Pickens, is here with us on the show, calling in from Ocala. Great time to ask a question, comment. On another note, Ian, I will say we had Super Bowl weekend recently. I know we talked about it on the podcast. What were some of your takeaways? I mean, a lot of interesting advertisements displayed. Great, great team effort on both sides of the ball. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I mean, kudos to the Kansas City Chiefs, although I was kind of rooting for the Eagles just more so out of spite because Kansas City beat my my Jacksonville Jaguars, who had a great year. But really thought maybe it was that magical run because, probably shouldn't have made the playoffs. And then, we win last six games in a row and then have that 30-point comeback in the playoffs. So I was rooting for the Eagles, but you got to say, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is he's a player. And then really happy for the Gators. There were four Gator players on the Chiefs that were able to get Super Bowl rings. And obviously Kadarius Toney, a human joystick is doing exactly what he did for Florida now in the NFL, which is impressive to see.
Well, and I think it's a win for Gator fans, too, because there were former Gator football players on both sides, right?
Yeah, I want to say we had the most per college, any college in the country, in the actual Super Bowl. We had like seven guys between the two teams, four for the Chiefs, three for the Eagles. I think that just speaks to the quality of players that come to UF and the, development that the coaches do. And I'm excited, transitioning right on into Florida Gator football. I'm excited to see Napier year two and some of the things that he's got going. I got a really big, good feeling that we're going to do some good things this year, and then I think year three is where we take off.
Definitely, definitely. Well, Ian, we do have Mike back on the line regarding that dog bite question. Bear with us, might lose you. Mike, can you hear us? Now, it looks like we're having some technical difficulties again. So, Ian, can you hear us? All right, well, we'll take a short break. Or we'll keep going. I guess I can talk about something else. I'm being told in studio here we got to keep rolling. So, well, one thing to talk about as well, I'll plug it while we're here. We do have a podcast. This goes on our digital platform, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and then it's also uploaded to Spotify, Apple. It's called Meldon Law and Friends. It's weekly out of Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. So it's at 4 o'clock every Tuesday. And we bring on organizations, business owners, other people in the legal field. Pretty much, you know, the scope is wide for this show, and we want it to be inclusive to a lot of different people, and we want to have it, you know, open to a lot of different interesting people with businesses and charities, nonprofits, and we kind of framed it that way so we could bring on just, you know, a large variety of guests. So if you know of anybody out there that you think would be a great guest, please reach out to me at the office, 352-373-8000. And submit them for nomination, because we have it every week. You know, we'd love to get people on from Ocala, from Lake City, Alachua County. I mean, you know, it definitely is a wonderful show. Mr. Meldon has been doing it now. We're through 150 episodes. And again, it's a great opportunity. You get to do it in the podcast room at Spurrier's. It's a very cool experience. So definitely want to plug that while we're here. And I think we have Mike on the line.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, sorry about all the technical difficulties.
That's all right. The only question I want to ask is, like, I've got signs posted on my house. I've got a standard poodle that's overprotective. And, you know, I tell everybody when they try to come in the door that my dog does bite, let me put them away first. But I've got some friends that come in and they, you know, they just want to walk in by the dog.
Sure.
And the dog's just really overprotective of me. But the signs are up and I wore them. I'm still responsible if you bite somebody.
Yeah, let me see if I can get Ian. I think he's calling back. Maybe. We might lose you, Mike, but if you can listen to the show right when we get Ian back, he'll answer that part of the question for you.
All right, that's the only question I have.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Mike. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. I love your show.
Do we have Ian? Is he back? We might have lost Ian again. So what we'll do is we'll save this question. We'll dig into it next week a little bit more. Hopefully we can get Ian back for the last couple minutes. We'll see if he can call back in. In the meantime, you know, if you have any type of injury case, accident, car accident, motorcycle accident, truck accident, you know, give us a call. It's important to not wait to retain an attorney. Feel free to call our office. We have offices in Gainesville, Ocala, Lake City, and Fort Lauderdale. Our main number is 352-373-8000. We have a wonderful legal team that is ready to help you with any matter. And if it's something that we can't handle, you know, Ian touched on this as well, you know, we always point you in the right direction. We've got a great referral partnership with a lot of different attorneys that handle different type cases, and we're always willing to help you out and point you in the right direction. We'll see if we can get Ian back on. If not, you know, we're going to be here next week. Mr. Meldon will be in studio. And we'll have a new question as well. If you have any questions that you'd like discussed on the show, give us a call at the office. You know, feel free to reach out to me. My name's Josh, or, you know, shoot us an email as well. We're always looking for interesting legal topics to discuss on this show. And that helps us out a lot in getting that content, you know, out there for you guys. So we've got a few minutes left. I do want to plug as well the consumer protection guides that Mr. Meldon has produced. We've got free books One is the Buying Florida Auto Insurance book. This is a great book Mr. Meldon produced. You know, you can bring it to your insurance agent and make sure that you have the coverage that you need to be protected in Florida. You know, the last thing that you want, you know, is to be hit by somebody and there's not enough insurance. You know, that is something that is crucial. So feel free to call our office, 352-373-8000, and request a free copy. We'll mail it to you. We have a digital we can send to you. It is available on our website, meldonlaw.com. And I think we have Ian back. Perfect timing.
Hey.
Hey, John. Thank you. I've been riffing for the last 10 minutes here, but we're doing well.
Hey. You're doing great, buddy. Doing great.
So we've got about 2 minutes left on the show. I don't know if you caught the rest of Mike's statement and question about the dog bite situation, but you know, he's taking steps to make sure that there's documentation about, you know, his dog, you know, being a bit more, you know, protective, and there's a risk to be, you know, to be bit when the dog is there. I mean, he's putting the dog away. He's just kind of wondering about liability, I guess, you know. And again, it's tough because it's case by case, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, what I would say is, you know, I know we only got a few minutes left, but if we got a good way to reach Mike, you know, I'd be more than happy to call him later next week and kind of just, you know, give him some points and tips to help on the liability aspect and maybe point him to a few, you know, different statutes that might help him.
So, Mike, if you're still listening, give our office a call. You can ask for attorney Ian Pickens down in Ocala. He's willing to help you out, answer some more questions in depth. We are out of time. We've got about a minute left. Ian, I want to thank you for being on the show. Really appreciate it, working through the technical difficulties and calling us back. It's been great having you.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, and have a great weekend.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. And go Gators!